fasting or eating?
Fasting. Okay. It's kind of little cake you eat with coffee in the morning for breakfast.
Coffee cake?
Uh-huh. What else might you call that?
Tea cake.
Tea cake.
You drink that eat that with tea, really.
Tea cake's more like a cookie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it big fat cookies?
What's
the rectangular frosted donut called? What would you call that?
Rectangular?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of a Long John?
Oh, yes.
You did, huh? I've never heard of that.
Oh, we have them at home.
Really?
Just a long, thin donut.
I've seen them, but I've never called them a Long John.
Yeah,
you know, I've had them. I just never called them that.
Mm-hmm.
What about a jelly-filled donut?
Uh-huh.
Sugared or frosted a lot of the time. What might you call that?
Just a jelly-filled donut.
You ever heard of a Bismarck?
No.
What about a twisted donut? It's often sugared, too.
Cruller. French twist.
Okay. When you wash the dishes, you might remove your...
rings.
Mm-hmm. You have any special names for a really large or pretentious-looking ring?
No.
You ever heard of a sparkler? Party ring?
No. Party ring. I have
party
cocktail
ring. Cocktail ring. Uh-huh. That's what they use where I live.
Mm-hmm.
What about shorts that come down to the knee?
Knee knockers? Yeah.
What about differentiate between knee-length shorts for men and women?
For men, I think they're known as Bermudas.
Uh-huh. What about lower than knee-length shorts?
Those are pants. I don't know what you would call any longer than that.
What about higher than knee-length shorts?
Just...
yeah, maybe up there.
Gym shorts.
What else?
Just regular shorts.
Shorty shorts. What might you call clothes that somebody else has owned and worn until you got them? They were...
hand-me-downs.
Uh-huh, that's what... yeah. What else might you call them?
That's all.
Okay, would you differentiate between clothing passed along from members of your own family and clothing received as donations or purchases? What would be the difference?
I would really call those handed down from a family hand-me-downs, and
uh-huh.
other clothes purchased would just be used or something. But hand-me-downs would be strictly probably referring to family members that had had the clothes before me.
What might you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
A high style, fashionable clothes.
Mm-hmm. How would you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
In a garment bag.
Mm-hmm. Is there a different name for the lightweight variety that you might get at the cleaners and the kind you might carry on an airplane? Are there different names for those two?
I'm sure there is. I'm not really sure. Just the plastic bag goes over your clothes that you get from the dry cleaners, and you have the heavier garment bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about shoes?
Shoe bags.
No. Tell me about some different kinds of shoes, various kinds of shoes.
Oh, tennis shoes, loafers, high-heeled shoes, pumps, cleats, baseball shoes, tennis shoes.
Okay, what about some hairstyles of men and women?
Crew cut.
Okay, that's for male.
Mm-hmm, blowback style, page boys, one for a girl, bouffant hairdos, wedge cuts, pixies,